Korea, or Chosen, the Land of the Morning Calm, by Arnold Henry Savage Lander. The Korean mind seems to lay great stress upon the quantity of food that the digestive organs will bear. Nothing gives more satisfaction to a Korean than to be able to pat his tightly stretched stomach and, with a deep sigh of relief, say, "Oh, how much I have eaten!" Life, according to them, would not be worth living if it were not for eating. Brought up under a regime of this kind, it is not astonishing that their capacity for food is really amazing. I have seen a Korean devour a luncheon of a size that would satisfy 3 average Europeans. And yet after that, when I was anxiously expecting to see him burst, fall upon a large dish of dried persimmons, the heaviest and most indigestible things in existence. "They look very good," said he, as he quickly swallowed one, and with his supple fingers undid the beautiful bow of his girdle and loosened it, thus apparently providing for more space inside. "I shall eat one or two," he murmured, as he was in the act of swallowing the second. And, in less than no time, the whole of the fruit had passed from the dish into his digestive organs, and he was intently gathering up, with the tips of his licked fingers, the few grains of sugar left at the bottom of the dish. "I was unwell and had no appetite today," he then innocently remarked as he lifted up his head. "Oh, I hope you will come again when you are quite well," said I. "But you must promise not to eat the table, because it does not belong to me."